everybody was very, very clear that we had to have books in the building. We knew we weren't going to be able to set up a rota and a kind of a volunteer structure to do a lending library. So what we decided in the end was to have what was effectively a book swap. People donating books, taking books, you didn't have to have a card, you didn't have to sign anything out, you just borrowed what you liked and brought us what you liked. Sometimes people remember to bring the books back, but quite often they don't, and then they just bring three others. So it's always worked really well. It's always reflected local people very well because it's what they're reading at that time and what they're swapping at that time. And it means we have really great content. So one of the things that we did was find a librarian, and of course it's the mill, so we don't do things by half. So we have Isabel, who was a librarian at the British Library for 30 years. So she's always managed the library. I think people thought that because she had this pedigree that she would treat things very seriously, and of course she doesn't. She's very much like, this library needs to reflect what local people want to do with books. So we're going to order them just about vaguely, fiction, non-fiction. Some categories are strange because she's like, oh, suddenly people want to look at, you know, this particular topic. So she creates a category. But yeah, she's always been very good at reading local reading habits. So we have a library. The library itself is built out of, is bespoke, built into our walls for us.